Fred Film Radio.
Festival del Cinema Europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce, the 18th edition. And today I'm honored to be in company of Stephen Frears, who's here to receive the Career Award to be the last protagonist of European cinema of this edition.
First of all, I was curious, I wanted to know, what's the trigger, let's say, that makes you decide on the story to tell? Because your films are different, all different from the others, so what's the spark?
You know, I just sit at home and read scripts and say, well, look, this is really interesting. So it I'm rather passive. I just read things and they spark my imagination off and think, oh, that'd be good fun. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
If there are things in common, you would see them much more clearly than I can. And also, when I've made a film, the last thing I want to do is make the same film again.
In the past few days, there was a great master of Italian cinema, political Italian cinema, Tito Maselli, who, while talking about his career, he mentioned one of his films, and he said he came out wrong. So that hit me, so I wanted to ask you, is there a film in your filmography that you regret, or that you think that you could have done in a different way, that you didn't like how he came out?
Oh, yes. who is the filmmaker?
Citto Maselli. Francesco Citto Maselli.
Maselli?
Maselli.
I don't know his film.
He's 1986.
Yeah.
No, and he was very, very sincere, you know?
You make films that don't work, and you think, oh, well, that was not very good. Yes. It's endlessly self-critical. I never stop criticizing myself.
But is this a good way to be good at directing?
It's a life of constant misery.
Talking about your career, is there a moment in your life related to the shooting of a film or a film you were working on that you are the most nostalgic?
Well, I remember when I was young. And of course, it was, you know, it was much more carefree. And it wasn't so much money. So in that sense, it was probably more enjoyable. But I have a nice time. What happens is you make mistakes. You say, all right, I'll make that film. And then you think, oh, I've made a mistake. I shouldn't be doing it. It's a bad decision I've made.
So there's not a particular memory related to a particular film?
It's hard to talk about because it's tied up with people. And I don't want to be rude about people. But you make mistakes.
This week we've been talking a lot with European directors and the director of the European Film Academy about the role of filmmakers in Italy and in Europe. Do you think that in this particular moment artists should be neutral, or do you think that they should use their influence to raise their voice and influence consciences?
Well, it's very difficult because it's rather a right-wing time, isn't it, in Europe? Europe is going to the right. And if you instinctively make films on the left, it seems to me the most important thing is to make films that the audiences want to see. And then my films, which I hope are about tolerance, and you can get them to understand those values by making something that's entertaining.
How did you manage, and how do you manage to preserve, like, the essence of the book while doing your film with your characteristics?
Of it like that. I read a script and think my job is to make the best film I can out of this script. I don't think about my characteristics or anything like that. Mm. They come in spite of myself.
I mean, for example, I read about the reaction of the audience towards, for example, High Fidelity, as I was telling you this morning, and you managed to make the fan of the book happy, even if you changed things, because obviously, while adapting, so that's what I was curious about.
Well, that's
how
what
you
I
do it, because sometimes
There's no point in making a book like a film of High Fidelity and. You know, it means an awful lot to people. They love the book, and it seems to me you should respect them as much as everybody else.
Well, last question, that is not a question, also my desire. Would you tell me, I don't want to say an anecdote or something about High Fidelity that I love so much that can come up. something that nobody knows.
I remember when John Cusack rang me and said if I'd like to make, would I like to make High Fidelity, and he said it was set in Chicago, and I thought, well, that's pretty stupid. And then I read the script and realised that it wasn't stupid, that it wasn't to do with London or anything like that. It was about something other quality.
Thank you, Stephen Frears, for talking to us at European Film Festival in Lecce. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.